I have some clothes for you, Julia. Tavish knocked.
Come in. He opened the door wearing faded blue trews and a billowy black tunic with ties that swayed free at the neckline. Belted at his waist, his mighty sword gleamed, while in his hands he carried a bundle of clothing which he set on the counter.
Megan heard you were here from Cherub and just dropped these off. She's the chief's wife. I also informed her that I've found my mate.
I've met Megan. She and Michael are Ian, Finley and Kirk's parents. Cherub brought them to my time to attend their son's wedding. That was a wonderful day.
She said Cherub and Kirk are waiting for you downstairs in the Great Hall.
His aura became flushed with a haze of blue, the colour always signifying frustration and turmoil, not that she couldn't tell by his clenched fists and rigid stance of his current emotions. Then Cherub's here to collect me, and I must go. She wrapped one hand around his forearm, and the blue haze of frustration in his aura receded. You must believe me when I say we're no mated.
A mated male knows when he meets his chosen one.
A look of longing flashed across his face as he lifted a lock of her hair and curled it around his finger.
Your hair is so soft and silky, and you look beautiful in your gown.
And you are a charmer with your touching words. She let go of him and walked from the bathroom, through his chamber, and out his open bedroom door. The passageway, lit with bright overhead lighting, led toward a stairwell at the far end. She strode along the burgundy and blue runner as Tavish jogged in beside her.
Julia, I don't need the full moon to guide me to my chosen one, not when being near you tells me all I need to know. I've also no idea why our auras aren't tugging toward each other's as you've said, but that matters little to me.
He lifted a challenging brow.
Do you not feel anything toward me?
I dinna have the right to speak of it if I do. He was taken, and she would never come between a soul-bound pair.
That's not what I asked.
He caught her hand, slowed her step, then pressed her back against the wall. Head dipped, he touched his nose to hers and murmured.
My desire for you is growing, in leaps and bounds. All I want to do is hold you, kiss you, to discover everything there is to learn about you.
The only thing you need to learn is that I'm not yours. She fluttered a hand over her racing heartbeat. Those words sounded wrong even as she uttered them, and they clashed inside her, made her cringe. Let me go, Tavish.
That is still the wrong answer.
Smoothly, he slid his hand under her hair and palmed the bare skin of her nape, his gaze moving over the sensitive area where her shoulder and neck met. He rubbed one thumb over the spot.
I want to bite you, to mark you as mine, just as those mated pairs in my clan do.
'Tis an anomaly, for sure. She touched his neck in return, right over his thumping pulse point.
It's no anomaly, but the early stages of the bond taking form.
He eased closer, brushed his nose through her hair and nuzzled her neck.
Since the moment we met, I've struggled to let you out of my sight. When you walked into the bathroom and away from me, all I wanted to do was tear that door down so we were no longer separated. Now I'm about to take you downstairs to Cherub and Kirk when it's the last thing I want to do. You are mine.